A new lease offered for Under Threat Day Centre. An Under Threat Day Centre for adults with learning disabilities could be saved after the council performed a dramatic U-turn. The Riverside Day Centre in Bermondsey and Queen's Road Day Centre in Peckham both faced closure after the Camden Society was served notice on its leases by the council, who owned the buildings. The registered charity was given until June to leave the Queen's Road building and until November to leave Riverside. The news can reveal that the council has now given the Camden Society an offer which would secure its future at the Riverside Centre for the next 10 years. The offer is being considered by the Camden Society and will be settled over coming weeks, the news understands. The details of the offer have not been made public. It comes after a hard-fought campaign was launched by the borough's Liberal Democrats, parents and carers of adults using the centres, and service users themselves. Councillor Anudal Samurai, leader of Southwark Liberal Democrats and Riverside Ward Councillor, said she was delighted that Riverside had been given the offer, but that the fight was not over for the Queen's Road site. This has been a long, drawn-out battle for vulnerable adults who use the services at Riverside Day Centre, she said. The whole process leading up to this dramatic U-turn has been an absolute farce, with a severe lack of communication between the Labour administration and the Camden Society. Even Labour admitted that communication could have been better. We are delighted that Riverside Day Centre has been offered this reprieve. However, the fight doesn't end here. Southwark Liberal Democrats will continue to contest the decision to close another critical day centre at Queen's Road and fight for a more open and transparent process to decision-making regarding the Riverside Day Centre. 160 adults with learning disabilities and physical disabilities use the centres, which provide activities and vital social interaction for some service users who would otherwise sit at home alone each day. Riverside was earmarked as a potential site for housing at a site match bidders day in November last year, but Councillor Richard Livingstone, Cabinet Member for Adult Care and Financial Inclusion, told the news that it was no longer the case in an interview in March. Councillor Livingstone also admitted that communication with service users and centre staff could have been better and timelier. The future of the Queen's Road Day Centre still remains unclear. Last month, there was speculation that the site was eyed up for offices. A report produced in November stated the council's intention to open new offices, Queen's Road 4, and there are no other known sites around Queen's Road that the council owns. The news contacted the Camden Centre for comment, but did not receive a response by the time of going to press. Councillor Richard Livingstone said, "I can confirm that the council offered the Camden Society a new long-term lease at Riverside with favourable rental arrangements at a meeting before Easter, and we await their decision. We are also arranging a visit to Riverside to look for any adaptations that may be required. We are keen to finalise arrangements, as we know service users are feeling anxious and would like clarity about what services are on offer in Southwark to meet their needs."